Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service, today will be sunny with a high near 71 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 50. And on Wednesday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 3 p.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 64. And in the news for today, the Viroqua City Public Safety Committee will hold their biweekly meeting virtually via Zoom this evening at 5 p.m. On the agenda will be a discussion of proposed traffic routes within the city for ATV, UTV vehicles. The topic of allowing these vehicles on city streets is still in discussion and has not been settled due to a tie vote from this committee, which had previously heard a proposal but tabled a final decision. Currently, the vehicles are not permitted within the city limits, but several smaller municipalities in Vernon County do allow them. Opponents of the vehicles in town say the noise, added traffic, reckless driving, and safety are the main issues that cause their objections. Proponents cite alternative transportation would bring more tourism and spending at local businesses to Viroqua, and that those riders that use existing county routes just outside the city are burdened by having to cart their vehicles through town to continue driving trails. Police Chief Rick Niedfeld, as well as several city council members, have publicly spoken in support of allowing the vehicles in Viroqua. The password code for tonight's meeting is available on the City of Viroqua website, which is www.viroqua-wisconsin.com. Also tonight, via Zoom, the City Council will meet to discuss, but not vote yet, on the Main Street Downtown Improvement Project. The project managers took into account public input and created two new options to consider. This meeting begins at 7 p.m. We will do follow-up reporting about tonight's meeting on the Wednesday news. In state news, WPR Online News is reporting today that Republican lawmakers are looking to introduce a bill that would make it more affordable for Wisconsin residents, businesses, and local governments to invest in solar power and support the clean energy transition. The proposal is being met with open arms from solar advocates, while the state's Utilities Association opposes the legislation. Republican writers of the proposal say it would allow leasing of solar panels and eliminate confusion under state law that's effectively barred third-party financing of solar systems. Such financing allows an entity other than a utility, such as a solar developer, to pay the upfront cost of solar installation, allowing the customer to pay for it over time. The legislation would clarify that solar installers or developers who lease equipment to customers are not public utilities that are subject to regulation. The lawmakers say internal guidance from the State Public Service Commission, or PSC, has indicated third-party financing of small-scale renewables would meet the definition of a public utility, requiring developers to get approval to sell power. Large investor-owned utilities argue the law only allows regulated utilities to sell electricity, preventing leasing options. The bill would bar public electric utilities from refusing to connect renewable energy systems that generate electricity to the grid. Governor Tony Evers has set a goal for Wisconsin to consume carbon-free electricity by 2050. The state's largest investor-owned utilities have made their own pledges to go carbon neutral in the power sector, but solar advocates say the financing tool would expand access to emission-free electricity. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.